Okay, so we are Pasuk Ches. We did Pasuk Ches actually. Pasuk Ches. Pasuk Ches. So the Mitzrayim came to the Ksei Hamachnas twice. Either it means the outer edge and then the inner edge, or it means the other side, we said yesterday. And they went into one tent, and they ate, and they drank, and they hid things. They went to the second tent, and they hid, carried things out of there, and they went to hide all these things. Pasuk Tes, Vayayimru Isha Reayu. And one said to the other, Loichein Anachnu Oisim. It's not really such a good thing that we're doing. Because Hayayim Hazeh B'Sayrohu. This day has a good besura to it, a besura taiva. There's some news we could tell Klal Yisrael, v'anachnu makshim, and we're keeping quiet from telling anyone. V'chikinu adar habayker, what's going to happen if we continue doing and we wait until the morning? Umitzanu avon. So, and an oven is going to find us. Which means to say, the Mitzuda says, V'nesh kalayivada l'malach ha'ideacher. And the Mitzuda says, what were they nervous about? If we wait till the morning, eventually someone's going to realize that things are a little too quiet in Machane Aram. And someone's going to find out that there's nobody there. They're going to tell the king, V'neshem b'enav al says the Mitzuda is Umitzanu Avain, and we are going to be guilty because we didn't come and say, here we are eating and drinking and hiding things, and eventually they're going to find this out, and the king's going to find out, and he's going to be very upset why it is we didn't tell anyone. The basura, that it's empty, everyone come and eat. Now Rashi says, Mitzanu avay mitzchayvim anu lamalchus. Rashi says, Mitzanu avay means we're going to be chayiv to the malchus. Rashi doesn't say for what reason exactly, but that Barbanel is mefarish, that he explains what Rashi means is, because really, all the shalal, all the booty that was found here, really belongs to the malchus. And here we are, hiding it for ourselves. So if we wait around till the morning, and then they're going to come and find out what's going on, they're going to look around, they're going to find out what we did, so we're going to become a chliv to the malchus, because we took this stuff for ourselves. The Malbim, when he explains the Mitzanu Avain, he says very simple. Mitzanu Avain means this Pikuach Nefeshir. We're going to be guilty of letting people die. If we wait around here when there's so much food, and we have the ability to go tell everyone in Shimron that there's food, it's Pikuach Nefesh. People could die because of us. That's the Mitzanu Avain. If we wait too long, we're going to be guilty of not murder, but indirectly the pikuach nefesh of people who are dying in the famine. There's a pirush on Malachim from Rabbi Yosef Karoy, not the Beis Yosef, someone earlier than Beis Yosef, had the same name as him, maybe I think it could be with his grandfather. So he says, Umitzanu Avain, interesting shot, he says that what's going to happen is if we wait till the morning, so the sentries or the people who are looking into Machane Aram from Klal Yisrael are going to notice that the entire Machane is empty, except for four people hanging around there. So what are they going to, they'll say, well, Machane Aram must have left, but there's four soldiers that are still there, so let's, from the distance, shoot at them and kill them, and finish, and then we have the whole Machane Aram to ourselves. So if we wait till the morning, and we don't go and tell everyone, and we just hang around there with Tzano Avon, we're going to be in trouble when they look and they see, oh, there's only four people left to kill, let's kill them, and then we'll have the Machane Aram to ourselves. not that we're going to be guilty, we're going to be dead because they're going to kill us. Now, the Aznaim L'Taira says that with these words, Gehazi Ubanav showed their true colors. Chazal tell us that Gehazi does not have a chelak l'olam haba, we mentioned before. And perhaps you could ask, okay, he did some big averis, we said he was chayt machtis haravim, he did a lot of things. But at the same time, in a couple of moments, he's going to tell the entire ear of Shimron and Klai Yisrael that there's food, and he's going to be mechaya all that. He's going to bring about the Besura Taiva, that all these people are going to have food. And that's a pretty big schus. Why didn't that help him at all? So says the Aznaim L'Taira, because the only reason that they went to tell anyone was Mitzanu Avayin. They were nervous that they're somehow going to lose if they don't tell. They did not do it with the right Kavana. They didn't do it with Kavana because, you know, well, let's go save Klai Yisrael. They said, well, if we don't go and do it, people might die, or we're going to be in trouble for taking the booty of the city, or we're going to be killed, however pshat you want to learn. But it was all, really, we would stay around here and hide as much as we could. But the problem is, if we stick around too long, we're going to be in trouble. And that was the reason that they did it, and therefore that schus could not be oimed for them when they needed it.
If he wasn't already
fat,
if he didn't already have a
chalak,
he already didn't have a
chalak in the
would it
have
helped him
a little bit? Maybe. It sounds like when Azam was asking. I don't know when he was chaytim akhtis, right? When did it happen? It says Elisha went to get him back and it was too late, right? But I don't know if it happened before or after. But, I mean, even though the ain't chalak tshuva could always help, right? Okay. So,
it wasn't considered enough.
It wasn't enough to get out of Ein Lechelek, because it was so. Maybe if he would have done it for the right reasons, he would have stood a chance. But since he said it's on up and says the Zayim L'Taira, so then it didn't work for him. Okay, so Vayavayu, so they came close to the city. Vayikru El Shayer Ha'ir, and they called to the the gatekeeper. Thank you. That was the word I was looking for. Vayagidu lahem leimar, and he told them, saying, "Vano amachne aram v'ine ein sham ish v'kaladam kimasus aser v'chamar aser v'elim kasher haimim." So he came to the shayer ha'ir. Now shayer ha'ir, it sounds like, was how many people?
One.
Vayaymer, vayagidu lahem leimar. So it starts of Lashon Yachid, when's Lashon Rabin. So the Radak says two pshatim. Either Shoyer is like a general name, it doesn't mean only one individual Shoyer, but it's a shame Klali, so it includes all of the Shoyarim. So therefore by Agidu Lahem, or says the Radak that they call to one, but all the Shayarim came to listen. And now they said, "Hey, hello, Mr. Shayar, come here." And everyone answered to the name Shayar Ayer. So they all came to hear what they had to say. So they said, "We came to Machane Aram, v'nein shamish v'kol adam kima sus aser." And again, the same thing here. Sus is not lashon yachid. There were a lot of susim. The shame kudarach klal also says the radak like vayili shar v'chamar. The sus was tied up, the chamar was tied up, and the oyalim and the tents kasher hema, they were filled as if they were inhabited. Nothing was missing from them. Everything was as if people should be there. But there was nobody there. So Vayikra Shayarim, Vayagid Beis HaMelech Pnima. So the Shayarim called, which the Radak says means the Shayar Ha'ir called to the Shayarei Beis HaMelech. They were the gatekeepers of the city, they were the gatekeepers of the Melech. And eventually it got in, Vayagid Beis HaMelech Pnima, Usually don't wake up the king in the middle of the night, but this was worth waking him for. So Vayakam Amalek Lailo Vayomer Alavodo. Now, the king got up in the middle of the night and he said to his servants as follows, Agida Nalachem, don't be too hasty. I will tell you exactly what's going on here. Eitasher Asalano Aram, what Aram is planning for us. Yadu Kirevim Anachna, they know we're starving. Vayetu, Vayetu Min Amachana, Leichove Besoda. So what they do, they left the Machana, they're hiding in the field. Lamer, they're saying, Kiyetu Min Air, when the Jews are going to come out to go get the food, Vinitzbisem Chayim, Velair Navai. And they, we will grab them, and then we'll be able to conquer the city. So Aram is laying siege to the city. And they say, listen, we can't get in, so we have Eitza, let's draw them out. We'll pretend as if we left, we'll hide in the fields, they'll come and get the food, they're so starving, we'll ambush them, capture them, and that's it, and the city is ours. That is what happened, says the Melech. Don't run there so quickly. Now, says the Malbim, Siper Rishas HaMelech. The Torah is telling us the rishas of the king. Because even though the Navi had told him that by tomorrow there is going to be a Yeshua, so if he gets a Besura that Aram is gone and they left everything, he should have understood that this was part of the next. Loipana Libay Eldvar Hanavi, he didn't pay attention to it at all. Vitalish as the arm of Aram, and instead he decided it must be some trick from Aram. And the Chassam Sofer is Medayik that the Melech did not say, perhaps we should be careful before we go. He said it with a definitely, Agido Lachem. I'm going to tell you exactly what's happening. That shows that he didn't have a suffix here. At least have a suffix. At least maybe it's an ace. No. It was the rishus of the Malach. He's saying, didn't believe B'chlal that this has anything to do with what the Navi promised was going to happen. Some cypress like Medayik that. Now the Chassam Sofer himself says a different pshat, even though he says this diuk, and it fits in with the Malbim too, but he says a different pshat. He says really the Melech had Emunah and Elisha that it was going to happen. But he couldn't believe that the Besura of such a wonderful Nes is going to come through these Rishon. And therefore, although he was sure that the Nes is going to happen, he was also sure, and that's what I'm sorry for saying was definite here, he was so sure that it was impossible the Besura was going to come through Rishayim. And therefore he said, this is not the Nes. The Nes is, there's still time for the Nes to happen. Agido Lachem, I'm going to tell you definitely, it can't be this is the Nes, because I can't believe that could happen through Rishayim. Well, and therefore, why are we trying to see Muhammad closer to me?
No, but like,
it didn't happen through him either. It didn't happen through him either. I don't know. Maybe they chew a little bit. Now, the Kliyakas has a cube shot, I don't know. The Kliyakas says that. He also asked the question, how is it possible, like, he didn't think for a moment, maybe this has to do with the mace? So Kliyaka says, you know, it was the middle of the night. He woke up in the middle of the night. It was a tumult. He said the first thing that came to his mind, he can't, you know, take everything someone says when they're woken in the middle of the night at face value. That's what the Kliyaka says. He says it was b'emta alayla b'bahola. He said it, you know, middle of his sleep. So that's what the Kliyaka says. To be Malabat Chus and Yahweh. Okay, so now Vayanachar me'avada vayomer. Now one of the avadim says to the king and says, "V'yikhu na chamisha min asusim anisharim." Well, what should we do? We're going to, according to you, it's a trap. We know for sure. I mean, there's food sitting right there. Why should we take a chance? So let's make a test and we'll see if it's a trap. Let's take five minasusim anisharim asher nisharuba from the five of the horses that are left here. Hinam kichal amayn yisrael asher nisharuba. Hinam kichal amayn yisrael asher tamu v'nishlecha v'nira. So he says, let's take five of the susim. Rashi says, asher nisharuva b'soicha ir shaloi meisu barov. Five of the susim that were left in the city that didn't die in the rav. Now it might sound from the pasuk as if five from the susim. It sounds like there were a lot of horses. And only take five of those, but all the mefarshim did not learn that way, and they say there were five susim left in Shimon, and that was it. All the rest of them had died berov. I don't know if people ate them or not. Chamorim, we said Rosh Chamor people were eating, but all the mefarshim learned these asher nisharu means the five susim that are left.
So for a test, they were just.
So let's take them. Now what are we going to do with them? So the pasuk says here, Hinam kichal hamayn yisrael asher nisharuva, Hinam kichal hamayn yisrael asher tamu. So Rashi says, Im yoimru misukanim heim shelo yahargim aram. If you say, why should we put the horses into danger? Because maybe Aram's going to kill them. Hare hinam ba'ir hazayis b'sakanas aram kishar kal hamayn yisrael asher nisharuva. They are in the same sakana as everyone else here in the city, that they are in this famine and they're starving. Vim yamusu, and if they're going to die, hinei kichol amayn Yisrael asher tamu barav, so they'll be the same as all the rest of Klai Yisrael, who's also going to die in this famine. So it was almost similar to the cheshbon the Gehazi and his children made, why they should go there. They said, listen, there's five susim left. We'll send them over there. If they go get killed, so they'll be killed. What's the big deal? They're anyway going to die over here. And if they stay here, they'll die anyway. So what's the difference? They're like the rest of Klai Yisrael. It's worth the chance. Now, and the Metzudas points out, it's not only the horses have riders on them. Right? They're not sending the horses by themselves, they're sending the horses with riders. So the riders themselves, it's the same cheshbon. If they stay here, they're going to die. If they stay here, they're going to die. And if not, they'll go there, they'll die. What's the difference? I don't know. I would guess it should be the same thing. What? It sounds like suicide?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they didn't know. Well, they know.
It's the same stuff. I mean, it's really, it should be the same judgment. Mm-hmm. Right? I think so. I don't know if the Gemara brings this, but... Okay, so... Vayitchu shnei rechav susim. So they didn't take all five. They decided, why should we waste five? Let's take two. Even though the Echa Me'avadav said five. So they took two. Vayishlach haMelech acharei machne Aram leimer luchuru. So the Melech sent them to go after the machne Aram, to go and said, go look and go see. Vayechu acharei ma'ad yarden, and they went after them to the Yarden. They went after them to the Yarden. V'nei kol haderech meleah begadim. The whole road is full of clothing. V'kelim and kelim asher shlichu Aram b'chavtam. That Aram threw down while they were in such a hurry to leave. V'yashuvu ha'malachim v'yagidu l'malach. So the malachim returned and told it to the king. So they chased after them, meaning they went through the Machane Aram. They saw there was nobody there, and they continued past Machane Aram. Well, maybe they're somewhere else there. Maybe they're going to ambush us. They kept on going, until they got to the Yarden. And the whole way, they see Kalim and Begadim thrown on the ground. Now, what were these Kalim? I mean, we said they didn't take anything with them. They didn't take horses. So the Kliyakar says, very simple. These were warriors. Warriors, they're wearing armor, and they have weapons, and they have all different types of tools on them. But it's very hard to run when you're so weighed down by all of these things. So as they're running on the way, they're throwing everything off of them. They throw this off, they throw that off, they throw the kelim, they throw the begadim. And as they're running, they're throwing off all of the things that they are wearing that's weighing them down or that's going to stop them from running. So they threw that all off and they kept on running. So that's what they saw, the begadim and the kelim. So vayetei ha'am vayavoizu es machan aram. So when they heard it was clear, so the am went out vayavoizu es machan aram, and they went and they plundered machan aram. Vayehi saw silas b'shekel is a sign sa'irim b'shekel kedvar Hashem, and it was a sav silas was a shekel, and sa'irim sa'irim b'shekel kedvar Hashem. There was so much food that the price went down like the dvar Hashem said. Now, v'hamelech hifkir es ha-shalish asher nishan al yadai al hashar. The melech appointed the shalish, his officer who he leans on, al hashar. He should stand by the gate of Shomron. Why did he do this? What did he put him there for? So Rabbi Yosef Kare says he put him there because the king was still nervous Aram's coming back. And this Shalish was a general, he was a tsar, he was a warrior. And just in case they come back, he's standing here, the big general standing by the Shah, ready to fight to protect the city just in case. Rabbi Yosef Kare. The Ralbag says here, that he's put him there in order that he should be killed. Because he remembered the day before that he laughed at Elisha's Nevuah. And he remembered Elisha said that you're not going to get any Hana, you're going to be killed. So therefore, he felt it was part of his job to orchestrate it, and he put him there in order that he actually should be trampled, as we'll see in a moment. The Malvim says that the king appointed him in order to make sure that nobody steals any of the booty from Aram, because we said before that the Shalo really belongs to the Malchus, and although maybe the food he didn't mind so much, but the rest of it belonged to him, so he appointed him to stand by the gate of the city, and as anyone came in, he went through a metal detector, and they wandered him down, and they said, do you have any booty? And if they did, so they took it away from him, and they put it in the king's Eitzer. The Malvim. Now what happened? Vayirmesu ha'am bashar, and the nation, the people trampled on him in the shar. Vayomis and he died. Kasher diber ishalikim, asher diber bredes ha'melech elav, like the ishalikim spoke when the melech came down to him. And then the pasuk repeats it. What happened? Vayihi, and it had been kedaber ishalakim al hamelech leimor sasayim sairim b'shekel usa silas b'shekel yiakeis machar b'shar shomrein. Vayana shalish es ishalakim vayomer v'nei Hashem oisa rubas v'shamayim ayiak hadavar hazeh. Vayomer hincha roeh v'einecho misham leitzeichel. Vayihi lekein, it happened. Vayirmesu oisa yoham b'shar vayomais, and that's what happened. So, just like Elisha had promised. Now, the Malvim points out that one of the reasons the Torah repeats an entire, the Navi repeats this, is because it was necessary for the Shalish to be trampled, not just to be Mekayim Dvar HaNavi, that he'll be killed, but to be Mekayim Dvar Hashem, that the price should go down. Why? Says the Malvim that if he would have remained in the shahr, loy hayim iskayim dvar Hashem, that the saw Silas would be a shekel. Because he had a plan to manipulate the price. I don't know how you do that, but he had a plan to do it. Ki haya bidas ha-shalish lo ha-yisif al-amekach u-levatel divrei ha-navi. This shalish was such a rasha that as it was happening, and the price was going down like the Navi said, he was going to manipulate it in a way that it shouldn't be like the Navi said. And therefore, the only way it happened that the Dvar Hashem came about was only because of Ayir Mesuasam Bashar Bayomis. Is only because he was trampled and then things went, so to speak, on the way, the derech they were supposed to. So one of the reasons that the Navi repeats it is because in order for it to happen, that like the Navi said, it had to be that he died because the Shalish, who didn't believe it, was going to try to play around with things in order that Dvar Hashem shouldn't happen. So one of the Mefarshim say an interesting thing here, and they say that the first two times that the Navi talks about the price, it says a saw of Silas will be a shekel, and two saw of Sa'irim will be a shekel. In this pasuk here, in pasuk Yiches, it says first two saw of Sa'irim, and then a saw of Silas. It switches it. Sa'irim first, and then Silas. I think the Chassam Sofer says that Sa'irim is Michael Behema. Sa'irim is Michael Behema. So you're supposed to feed your animals before you feed yourself. So Kol Zman, they were in the middle of a Rav. Now when there's a Rav, number one, there's Pekulach Nefesh. So it's Pekulach Nefesh, you come before your animal. And number two, there were no animals really left in the city, right? There were five horses, and that was it. There was nothing really left. So therefore, Kol Zman, there was a Rav. So when the Navi was saying how the food's going to be, it's first going to be Silas, and then Sirim. Silas, the humans, could eat right away. But now, in Pasuk Yiches, when we're talking about Lachar HaMaisa, what happened? They went to Aram and there was a ton of food, and also there were a ton of animals there. All the susim and all the things were there, the chamayrim. So now it's not a rav anymore, and there's plenty of susim. So who gets to eat first? The animals. So therefore, that's why in this pasuk it put the sirim before it put the silas.
Is it because there's no animals, or because you don't have?
I think it was both. I think he said because of both. They're both. I mean, they're both true. Okay, the last thing I want to do here is I want to do a Meshech Chachma, but I want to make a photocopy of it. So let me go make a photocopy. Okay, so if you look at the bottom of the first column, it says B'Gemara Reish Parak Chelek. There's a Gemara in the beginning of Parak Chelek, the Parak in the Tzach the Sanhedrin. A lot of Agadis are there. That's the So it says over there, one of the people who don't have a chelek leilam haba is a person who is kafir b'tchias hameitzim. So the Gemara says, who kafir b'tchias hameitzim? He denied tchias hameitzim, so therefore he won't be zaycha to tchias hameitzim, he won't be zaycha to leilam haba. The bottom of the first column says B'Gemara Reish Parakelech.
Yeah, thank you.
Who kafir b'tchias hameitzim? Now the Gemara says Minayin shekol midoysev shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mida keneged mida. And that Gemara, he was kafir b'tchias hameitzim, mida keneged mida. He doesn't get to be zeichet to tchias hameitzim. Says the Gemara, how do you know that everything Hashem does is mida keneged mida? So the Gemara says, very simple. It says here, by the Shalish, who was trampled. It says, "Vayir mesu aysay ha'am b'sha'ar." They trampled him in the shaar. Says the Gemara, "B'sha'ar al itzkei sha'ar." It was mida keneged mida. Elisha said the price is going to be cheap, b'sha'ar shaimrein, and mida keneged mida, he was trampled in the shaar of shaimrein. So you see, all the midas of Hashem are mida keneged mida. Habir. Now the question that the Mefarshim ask here is, why the Gemara had to go to Malachim Beis to find out mida keneged mida? There's another Mishnah that says everywhere, it says many things that Hashem does, mida keneged mida. In Masechta Sotah, there's a Mishnah that talks about Shimshon halach acharena, so therefore this happened to his eyes. And a whole list of different things that were mida keneged mida. And that's the whole Sotah, everything that she did, so mida keneged mida, we do things to her. So there's a whole long sugya, a whole Mishnah talks about mida keneged mida. And all of a sudden over here, the Gemara says, how do you know mida keneged mida? Oh, because shar, why does it say in the gate? Must be because al iske shar. So what's different about our, about this Tchiyas HaMeitzim, that the Gemara has to find a whole new mida keneged mida when we have so many examples of it? So the Marsha over there says, and the Gemara says it is a difference. All the other things were actions. Someone did something, he was punished in that way. A person being kaifer in Tchiyas HaMeitzim is not an action, it's a machshava. How do you know Hashem punishes b'machshava mida keneged mida? That we learn from the Shalish. The Shalish didn't do an action. He didn't believe Elisha. He didn't believe the Dvar Hashem, and still Hashem punished him mida keneged mida, and that is why we needed to find a different source, says the Marsha. That is an answer to the question, a simple answer. But the Meshech Chachma wants to explain, he's coming to answer the same question, he doesn't say that, but that's where he's coming from, to explain what is special here about Tchiyas HaMeitzim that we had to come to this example of the Shalish. Habir. Dehateva heim nisim ritzufim. Teva is not Teva. Teva is just nisim that continue, the ratzuf, they run into each other, and it becomes normal, but it's constant nisim. Shabayri yisbarach mechadish b'chol yoyim maise bereshis. B'chol oylam tali b'mamarish al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is constantly being mechadish, everything is dependent on the maimer of Hashem. Anything that exists depends on Hashem creating it and recreating it at this moment. Ukvarbir Rav Sadja Gaon b'maimer hatchiyah. Rav Sadja Gaon explained, Shekishem she'ein kol boy oylam yichaylim livra yitush echad, kein ein yichaylim l'chaloytzad. Just like nothing in the world could go create a brand new little bug, no one could come and create yesh me'ayin, go create a brand new bug, so too, no one is really able to destroy anything in this world. Even if you kill a bug or you kill something, what happens? Rak lahafrid hamorkov. A person, teva, is made up a morkov of all different parts. There's yisaidas, eish, and mayim, and afar, and ruach. These are the yisaidas that make up everything in existence. The only thing you could do is separate those things. You can't obliterate it. It's impossible to make it disappear. V'zesh Amar Kehelet, that's what Shlomo HaMelech said, Yodati ki kol asher otza lekim, hu yiyya le'olam u'mimenu ein ligroya. Everything that Hashem has made, everything that is I, that is yesh, will always be a yesh. It will always exist. It might not be in the same form, it might break apart, it might break down, but it doesn't disappear. David Amar, hu amar vayi, hu tziva vayamay. It's tziva vayamay, it remains that way. The imkain hamitza hu pirid hamurkav liyosaidus. So what's death? Death is not the disappearing of a person. Death is when his yosaidus, the things that were put together to make the person with his neshama and also with all of the pieces and parts of his guf, when they break apart, the neshama leaves, the guf, its yosaidus break down. But it's not that it doesn't exist anymore. V'atchiyah, how are you mechayim etim? How is Hashem going to be mechayim etim? Is he going to make a new creation of yesh me'ayin? No, he doesn't have to. All the ingredients are still here. He just has to put them back together in the right formula, and poof, there's tchiyas ha'etim. Hatchiyah hu kibbutz me'ayisaydes as asher kvar hu. The yisaydes are here already. He has to be mekabitz them, put them back together. So tchiyas ha'etim is not such a big accomplishment, so to speak, because it's not a new creation of something. Something that existed, fell apart, it's put back together. V'katan ha'nes v'apela mibriya sa'adam v'tifa srucha. If I would ask you, which is a bigger nes, tchiyas ha'mesim, or the birth of a child, says the Meshech Chachma, and I think it's Reb Sadia Gaon that really says this also, that the nes and pela of Briya Sa'ada Mitipa Srucha, of the creation of a child, is much, much bigger than the Nes of Tchiyas HaMesim. V'zeh she'amru ma'idahavi lo'ikol shekein. It's the same shot in a different Gemara, but the same idea is ma'idahavi, things that were here already, lo'ikol shekein, that Hashem could do nisim with it. It's not a chiddush. Rak. So why is it that Tchiyas HaMesim is such a big thing to us? Shal zeh ragel ha'ayin lirayis v'zeh lo ragel. It's what you get used to. Babies being born, Baruch Hashem, is something that's ragel. So it's an unbelievable nes, just like Teva is an unbelievable nes. Every moment of the Bria is a nes, but it's ratzuf. You get used to it, turns into Teva. Children being born is an unbelievable nes. You get used to it. Tchiyas HaMesim, you don't see too often. But if you really look at one connected the other, Tchiyas HaMesim is not such a big deal compared to the creation of a child. But in the eyes of people, you become rogil, and mamela you think it's not such a big thing anymore. V'chein b'shalish. Now let's look at our shalish here. Shaloihem in l'navi shamer sasayim kemach mocher b'shar shaymer. He didn't believe that it was possible the price should be so cheap. What do you need to do to make the price in Shimron cheap? There's a lot of silas and kemach in the world. Hashem doesn't have to create anything new. He just has to figure out how to transport it to Shimron. That's it. That's such a big nace to get it to Shimron. His new creation? It's not such a big thing. Shekvar hu b'aylam. And when you plant one chita seed and it grows into wheat, that's a greater pele than the Rabbeinu Shel Olam getting the Rav to saw Silas B'Shimron. Because here there's some type of new creation. You take a little seed and it rots away and it turns into wheat. That's something new. It's almost like Yesh Me'ayin. It's like the creation of a child. Getting the price down, which means just getting silas and kemach that was in the world, gathering it together and transporting it here, you don't have to do really much. The pella of a chita growing is much bigger. Your elipamim is a thousand times more. Rak, but again, what's the difference? Shezeh einei ragel ha'ayin. You don't always see the prices drop in a day like that. You see wheat growing all the time. It's not a pella anymore that it grows. Lefikach l'aman mizeh she'ikar mida b'mida parakama desaita. I'm sorry, l'aman mizeh kama she'ikar mida b'mida parakama desaita. This is, you see, the Meshech Chachma is saying the ikar limudim of mida k'neged mida, that's in the sech desaita. He was coming to answer the same question, why we have to find something new. The answer is we were saying a special tviya on the person who was kaifer b'tchiyas ha'mesim. You're kaifer in tchiyas ha'mesim. I have a big tain on you. Did you ever see a child be born? Do you believe that it's possible for children to be born? Yeah, that's a given. That's a far greater nes than Tchiyas HaMesim. How could you not believe in Tchiyas HaMesim? The answer is because you're more ragel in this one and not in the other one. But if you think about it for a moment, what do you say? I don't believe. I'm one of those people who don't believe in nisim. You believe and you see and you experience far greater nisim than Tchiyas HaMesim. Along the same lines. A child's born, Tchiyas HaMesim is also the rebirth of something. And which one's a bigger nes? If you think about the nes of the child, and that you believe in, So how could you say you don't believe in Tchiyas HaMeisim, which is a much less of a mace? That's a big taina on the person. You were kaifer b'tchiyas HaMeisim, you're not going to be zaycha. Why is it a taina? The taina is because you believe in things that are far bigger than Nisim, and you know that. And therefore, the Gemara wants to know, how do you know this Mida Keneged Mida? Not just the Mida Keneged Mida. Where do you see the same type of taina on a person for not believing something that really he believes in greater miracles, but because of the regilus he had a hard time with it? Says the Gemara, I see it by the Shalish. The Shalish didn't believe Elisha. Why? I don't believe in Nisim like that. Well, slow down a second. What kind of nace is it? Gathering existing things to one place will bring the price down in one day. Yes, it doesn't happen too often, but it could. Do you believe that things grow? Do you watch things grow? You do. You watch things grow, and you believe that's a far greater nace. And he was punished for that. Al iske shar, because he didn't believe it, so they punished him mida keneged mida. But the taina, the Meshech Chachma saying, the Gemara saying mida keneged mida here. How do you know it's mida keneged mida? Is not so much that Hashem punishes mida keneged mida. Where do we see that he's punished because there was something very similar that he knows and he experiences and he believes in? That is a far greater nace than the thing he decided to be kaifer. And that was this shalish. And that's the same as the person who's kaifer b'tchiyas hameisim. He believes in birth and he doesn't believe in rebirth, in tchiyas hameisim. That is a taina. It's an unbelievable taina to have on a person. Because, amachadish b'chayim tamim ma'atze bereishis, things turned into teva. And if really a person is, Chazal is saying, I'm mechuyev to be misbaine, and think for a moment about all the nisim that go around a person on a daily basis, all the things that we call teva, but which really are nisim, and use those as a springboard for his emunah into greater things that you don't always necessarily experience. That's the taina. Look around. See things and cause that to believe you to believe in Tchiyas HaMeisim, because once you believe in birth, you should be automatically already the Chlal Masayim Mana is already included in 200 is 100. So if you believe in the birth, that means you already believe in the idea that it's shayach for something that didn't live to live. So why is it not shayach for something that lived already to just come back to life? It's all included in that. So truthfully, if a person has a hard time in understanding and believing things that are told to them, that's going to happen, that could happen, that will happen, if you stop and think for a moment and look around at so many things that we take for granted because we're ragil, we believe in far greater nisim really. And you'll say, but who says it's a taina? Here the Gemara is saying it's a taina on the person. Regilus doesn't say, well, that's why I believe in this and not in the other thing. Regilus is a problem. Regilus is not the solution, and it's not the answer or the excuse. Regilus is, look around. There's so many things that you're ragil in. Use that as a way to be mechazek your emunah. I'm going to stop over there.
Speaking of what?
Can we do more?